Hey guys, welcome to the Hope City Podcast. My name is David and I'm one of the pastors here on staff, and today I'll be your host. We're currently in a series right now on how to read your Bible. It's a series aimed at helping you better understand scripture. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about practical tips for reading the Bible. This will be part one of part two. Our guest today to help us break this down is Ryan. And Ryan, before we begin, why don't you just introduce yourself and what your role here is at Hope City Church?
Totally. My name is Ryan Wigner. I am one of the worship pastors here on staff. I am also the front man of a band called The Voyage, which is a band that's based out of our church. And I've been all sorts of different roles here at the church, been here for almost 10 years. And I have been at the project for, I think, 6 of those years, and then Sunday morning team, Hope City Church team, for the last 3 years. So music's been my life for the last 10 years or so.
Where are you from?
I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Jets fan.
Go Jets.
Yeah.
Go Jets. And moved here to go to Vanguard College when I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Been living on my own since then. Well, yeah. I am married and I have 2 kids, so that's not technically on my own.
But good to clarify.
I've been making my own meals.
That's good.
Yeah.
Meals are important. If you're watching us on YouTube versus like on a Spotify account, I notice you have a very nice jacket on, man.
I do.
Yeah. Looks very similar to mine.
Yeah. You got good taste.
Yeah, H&M.
Or we both have bad taste. But it's also pretty scratchy and it's kind of warm right now. But yeah. I'm not going to take it off.
No, this is what's known as our pastor attire here at Hope City.
Yeah.
It's
the uniform.
Dress the same sometimes. We went through plaid season, denim season. Now these bomber jacket seasons.
What's next?
Oh, I don't know.
One guess.
We'll see. I don't want to say tank tops, but I'm like, I'm not going to
I'm thinking animal print is probably next.
Leopard, zebra.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
It'd be cool.
But it might be in style. You never know. Okay, let's jump into it because this could be another podcast on its own talking about that kind of stuff, which would be very entertaining. But when it comes to reading the Bible, people may not know this, but there's different ways that you can actually read it. Tips to help people engage it, not just reading it text or word for word on a page. There's different methods that you can do this sure. that can help you better understand it. So you want to take us through some ideas?
Yeah. So these are things that have just helped me in my journey. So just a bit of a backstory on me. I've grown up in the church. So I've been around the Bible. I've heard the Bible. I've memorized scripture since I was like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I have this familiarity with God's word, which is in no way a complaint, or, you know, it's not like other books where you just put it down and I've read that already. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We believe it's God's word. We believe that God speaks to us through it. So these are tips that have kind of helped me get out of some of my ruts as I've been reading, because I think everyone can kind of relate. Once you start reading scripture, there's certain parts of the Bible that are easier to talk through or to work your way through than others. There's big lists of genealogies. There's, you know, all these things that you're like, okay, this is my devotional for the day. How on earth am I supposed to apply this to
my life?
Yeah,
they go through 50 names.
Exactly.
You can't pronounce.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, and so-and-so killed an entire nation of people. All right, sweet. So how does that apply to my life?
Yeah.
You know, but these are some of the things that have kind of helped me get out of some of those ruts where I felt like, wow, like reading the Bible can maybe seem a little bit dry. I know, you know, maybe that's not anyone else except me, but these are some things that have helped. So number one is don't actually read your Bible at all.
He's
what
kidding.
What I mean by that is, why don't you try listening to the Bible? So on the App Store, basically any platform, you can find the YouVersion Bible app.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do a lot now is I listen to scripture as opposed to reading it. So, and there's a couple of reasons of why. One, lifestyle, you know, it's hard to find like half an hour of free time to just like sit down by myself. You know, before I had kids, I would just like, you know, take my coffee downstairs, it's peace and quiet, and I would just like read the Bible.
Oh yeah, life was great.
It was great, right? But now it's hectic, it's crazy. And even starting the day, you know, with scripture, I like starting the day with kind of scripture in my head is kind of one of the first things that I read or hear. So that's hard now that I'm shuttling kids to school and then racing off to work, right?
Yeah.
So what I've started doing is downloading that app, and any translation you can find, you can listen to. So I'll just throw it on my phone and You might rack up some data charges because of it.
Yeah, that's most likely. That's okay. Yeah.
It's worth it. You're reading God's word. But you can listen to that in your car. You can listen to it at work. You can. Am I allowed to listen to things at work? Can
yes.
I get fired at a church for listening to the Bible?
Too much Bible, man.
Anyway, so, I mean, there's like, it's so flexible that way. And you can just kind of get that the word of God into your head while you're driving, instead of listening to music or a podcast or whatever, like this podcast.
Yeah.
So all that to say, the flexibility is great. The other thing that has really helped me is because I'm so familiar with reading some of these verses.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes hearing them is a different way of learning. So auditory learners versus visual learners, that sort of thing. I feel like I'm becoming more of an auditory learner mm-hmm. because I feel like there's so many things that capture our attention visually that we can get distracted so easily and also kind of gloss over things. So I'm a bit of a power reader when I read books, and I can kind of just blaze through them and I get the content, but I don't kind of sit with it enough to like really, I guess, let the content kind of like sink in.
Yeah.
So one thing I do in listening is I feel like I'm reading this scripture sometimes for the first time, even though I've heard it multiple times. It just kind of different words pop out to me, different phrasing. Having a narrator read it as opposed to kind of your voice in your own head is really helpful. So that's one thing that I've started doing, and it's been actually really enriching in my own devotional life. The second thing I do is I read one psalm a day. So Psalms is the book of the Bible, like right in the middle. If you just open your Bible up like this, you'll probably find Psalms.
Yeah,
right?
Most likely. It's not a short book either.
Exactly. And what I love about Psalms is it's kind of this intersection between humanity and theology. So theology being what we know about God and what we know about him, what we've learned about him, and our own humanity and our own human struggle. And so David... not you, David, but King David and the guy who killed Goliath, David, in the Bible was the predominant writer of Psalms, and there's some other authors as well. But he writes about kind of his own relationship with God through personal struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been huge for me. I think maybe as a songwriter, I also gravitate towards the Psalms because they're written in the form of songs.
Yeah,
They were written for people to sing at that time. And you get these kind of really rich intersections there. The reason I like to read a psalm a day is because it kind of grounds me in like life application.
Well, yeah, they're so honest.
Right.
Yeah. Like he's complaining about, you know, God, people are going to kill me, man.
Totally.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Are you there?
And we can relate, maybe not to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we can relate to a lot. But just that pain or that suffering that we can relate to. And I think, you know, when you're so... I mean, I try to read as much of the Bible as I can in a year.
Mm.
But when you're going through a book like Leviticus or Numbers and you're reading through all this stuff and you're just getting through it, and it's good, and it's good discipline to do that.
Yeah.
I find especially in those times, it's good to go, okay, I've read that part. Maybe I understand it. Maybe I don't. Maybe I need to do more research on that. But I'm going to flip to Psalms now before I leave and rush off and go to my life and just kind of like anchor myself in these really... almost worshipful passages, right?
Yeah, even some psalms take, how long do you think to read? Like 15 seconds up to a couple minutes,
yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, some are longer, some are shorter, some are, yeah, extremely short, some are extremely long.
Yeah.
But there's everything in between, and if you need to chop it up, you can chop it up. You know, that's,
yeah.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, for example, Psalm 23 is a very famous passage of scripture. It simply says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, like when, for me in my life, I think coming into adulthood and having real life problems to walk through, I think people always, you know, maybe unfairly try to, you know, open the Bible and be like, God, just speak to me through this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And like please let this be
or finger
relevant.
Point. Is this what you're trying to
point,
say?
And it's like Judas hangs himself and you're like, oh no, what's that mean? You know? But Psalms always helps me kind of like anchor myself in the goodness of God. And especially like Psalm 23, and you can find some favorites and just go back to them. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going through life and you go, okay, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. You know, he's the one who helps me rest. He's the one who gives me like these rest beside peaceful streams. The imagery yeah. that's used there is so relatable.
Oh yeah.
And, that's why I love going back to the Psalms, because it just really helps me kind of anchor myself. And even whatever I'm going through, if I'm going through like a really great time with the Lord, or if I'm struggling and I'm like, God, I don't really see what you're doing in this situation in my life, Psalms kind of helps rein that in.
Well, yeah, like there's times where David's asking like, God, why have you forsaken me? Like, mm-hmm. how long are you going to forget me?
Yeah.
It's like everyone goes through those types of emotions. Mm-hmm. Psalms is very relatable. It's easy to understand. But the thing that's unique about it too is that it still teaches you about God's character and his yeah. faithfulness.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's through poetry, and sometimes it's very vivid and it's images, and it's mm-hmm. it doesn't take long. Like that yeah. psalm you just read, 23, that was the entire psalm,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
Totally.
Yeah, just do like that one of those a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's yeah, it's always been enriching. And again, as someone who's a worship pastor, and maybe I just appreciate the poetry of yeah. it and all that stuff more than the average person does, but I really think it's just a beautiful description of that, yeah, like I said, intersection between humanity and theology.
Yeah.
And you're not just learning about God, you're learning about what it means to follow him and what it means to relate to him in good seasons and bad. So yeah, yeah, that's one thing I love, which kind of leads me to my third point, which is take your time. So
yeah,
I find especially when I was in kind of my teenage years, and like I went to Bible college, and there's this pressure to like read the whole Bible in a year, let's say, right?
Yeah. If you don't do it, you feel terrible.
Right. It seems like a very noble thing to do, and it seems great. The point of Scripture is not that like it's not a textbook mm-hmm. that we need to memorize for a test, right? The point of Scripture is that like we need to live this out.
Yeah.
And so how can you apply something? You know, it's the same thing that I ran into in high school with some of my textbooks that I just had to read quickly, but I didn't retain any of that information.
Yeah.
I just had to memorize it quickly for a test, and then I moved on. I forgot it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that with the Bible, right? And so one thing that I've really learned to do is to just take it slowly. Mm-hmm. And so just allow God to speak to you and say at the beginning of when you're reading, okay, God, I want to know what you have for me today. So Holy Spirit, just speak to me and tell me what I need to know through this thing, your word.
Well, yeah. Right? Sometimes one verse can speak to you more than five chapters.
Exactly.
Depending on what you're going yeah. through, what God's trying to say to you. Yeah. You're right. Taking your time. I've noticed even for myself, I used to try to read through a book like a night, just be like, wow, yeah. I'm getting through the whole Bible, the whole mm-hmm. New Testament. This is great. But you're right. I wasn't retaining anything. And I think the danger with that sometimes is you can't hear God speaking to you because you're rushing through it so fast.
Right.
And then if you slow down a bit, one word might pop out to you.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden God's speaking to you through yeah. one word that popped out in a verse. Yeah, that's an interesting point. I find there's almost, I don't know how you feel about this, but people almost seem like they're more spiritual or close to God if they read a lot more.
Yeah.
But it might not be the case. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I got like a whole book done in yeah. a couple days.
It's that whole doing versus being, right?
Like, yeah.
And that's that Mary and Martha passage in Scripture where, you know, Martha was doing all these things for God and Mary was just sitting at his feet mm-hmm. and listening to him. And, you know, Jesus said, hey, Mary's got it right.
Yeah.
You know, like all these things are good to do. It's great to read the Bible in a year, but if you don't learn to spend time with God in that process, then you've kind of missed the mark, right?
Yeah.
And so taking this Scripture again, you know, instead of just like blazing through that, like I just read it and being like, okay, cool, that's great.
Yeah.
Take it verse by verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What does that mean? Like another version, look up other versions, right? Look up other yeah. translations. Go, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
Is I think the Message translation or Living Bible translation. And that kind of goes, you know, like you can apply that to your life so easily, right?
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, so he leads me, he guides me, and I have everything that I need. So even if that day money's tight, even if that day your kids are driving you nuts and you feel like you can't do it anymore,
yeah,
this is the promise in Scripture. that God leads you and he gives you everything you need.
Well, yeah, I think it's like you mentioned taking more time to reflect in a sense,
yeah.
Where it's like you read that one line, okay, just take a break,
yeah.
Think about things in your life. How has God provided for you?
Mm-hmm.
How has he cared for you? You could write stuff down if you want. I know people that underline stuff in their Bibles.
Yeah.
Some don't like touching it. I can understand that, but I don't.
Totally.
I love writing stuff down. It helps me engage more.
Same. Look at these thick margins. You can write all sorts of stuff down in there.
Oh, it has lots of space. But even to rereading, it's not a bad idea.
Right.
You read it once. That's great. But sometimes you might miss something.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a practice where you can read it multiple times, dwell on it, meditate on it, so to speak. And then more starts popping out to you.
Yeah.
I try to do that with the audio Bible. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving, I had a podcast with Andy where we talked a bit about this briefly, but even that whole idea where if you have a long commute, bus drive, if you're taking the LRT, whatever it might be, it's handy to have that, especially if you're driving. You can't be reading. There's a distracted driving law here in Alberta. And you don't want to get pulled over for that one.
That's why you listen to it.
Officer, I was reading the Bible. It's, you know, what? Anyways, not a good idea.
They don't care.
They don't care. Yeah. But even listening to it, you could just quickly replay it again. Because sometimes if I'm listening to it, I may kind of drift off in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I might be thinking about my work, what I have to get for groceries. I'm like, oh yeah, Jesus, what's he saying? But I go back, I'm like, I totally missed that, or I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why you can't slow down. I think that's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the goal of reading scripture, again, isn't to earn a badge or isn't to, you know, check off. I read the Bible 96 times in my lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
The goal is to be in connection, to be in communion with God.
Yeah. Right?
And this is the tool, this is his word that he's given us.
Yeah.
So if we want to live, and we believe this is the word of God, then that means we need to apply it to our lives.
Yeah.
And to apply it to our lives, we have to let it sink in.
Yeah.
And there's no better way to let things sink in than to just take our time with it.
Yeah.
And so as a songwriter, this has really helped me too, because I've been able, like I wrote a whole song off of one line in the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like led to this idea. So that would be the same thing as like maybe journaling.
Yeah.
Right. You read one thing and if God speaks to you through that, then just write that down.
Yeah.
Then you can go back to it. Right. When life gets crazy and you don't know where God is.
Yeah.
Right? You can go back and go, okay, I know I remember this time that God was so clear in his word and revealed this to me. Not to make it overcomplicated that there's all these like secret meanings, and that's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying to learn something best, we need to take our time with it.
Yeah.
And we need to let it sink in. So that's, that's been hugely helpful to me.
Okay. Let's recap here. Your first point was,
listen to the Bible,
mm-hmm.
try listening, something different.
Yeah.
Get outside of reading and hopefully it sinks in a different way. Yeah.
Second point
was read a psalm every day.
Okay.
Just to bring back that human side of our faith and what it means to interact with God.
Yeah. And last point again.
Last point was take your time, take your sweet time.
Yeah.
And let it all sink in so that you can apply it properly to your life.
Awesome. Brian, good content. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Next episode, we're going to have Amanda on. She'll be talking about part two when it comes to tips for reading scripture. If you think we've missed anything or you want to add to the conversation, feel free to comment below. But we'll see you next time here at Hope City Church.